It is now time for Word of the Week, one of our favourite segments here on the show.
Serendipity Jungle.
Word of the Week.
That's right. I am joined in studio right now by our resident word nerd, Eleanor Harrison Dengate, to find out more about the wonderful word of etymology, world of etymology, I should say. Eleanor, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Now, what is our word of the week?
Eider.
Eider.
So like eider down.
Oh, okay.
Right. You're there. You with me? You
not really, but I know what an eider down. It's like a blanket, isn't it?
Right,
like a duck down blanket.
So it's like fluffiness.
Okay, it's fluff. So, what's the actual definition of the word eider?
So, eider is a type of duck.
Okay,
very straightforward. They hang out in the northern Atlantic. They like to hang out in Iceland.
Excellent.
And they're just a really nice little duck. You can have a look at, you know, Google it, see what an eider duck looks
like. I don't think we've
like.
Done the name of anything before.
That's why I kind of went with this one mostly because it's also related to like eider down. I didn't want to go straight for like.
It's still quite chilly. I feel like the eider downs are still on people's beds around the world, or at least Australia.
In the southern hemisphere.
In the southern hemisphere in my house. That's all I got for you. Eider ducks. Okay, I'm interested. Tell me more.
I'll tell you a little bit about the word, but basically, so it's a type of duck. It's from 1743. It's from German eider or Dutch eider.
Okay.
And both of those are from Old Norse, which is, I think it's aether.
Okay.
Probably pronounced that wrong. I apologize profusely to my Old Norse professor. And it's the genitive of eether, which it means duck. So it means possessive. So in some ways it's kind of like saying like of the duck.
Okay.
Eider, which is kind of nice because that's what it is, eider down. So it's sort of
feathers of the duck.
Yeah, so that's essentially what it means.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the eider duck because I think it's a very beautiful thing. It's one of the very, very few creatures in the whole world that has a very lovely symbiotic relationship with humans.
Okay.
As in, like, normally when you're sort of using animals for commercial purposes for anything, the animal ends up sort of having to change over time and be domesticated, and there's all this sort of, you know, and like if you sort of look into anything into too much depth, you just get horrified.
Yeah.
But this, you don't. This is actually just really nice.
Okay.
So basically, the eider duck spends most of the year in the North Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
And it comes to land once a year to nest and lay its eggs, usually in Iceland. But in Iceland, the ducks and the humans, this is where they've developed.
Quite the little relationship.
It's very, really, really beautiful.
I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Yeah, so the eider duck makes its nest, and then after laying its eggs, it deliberately sheds its down. And it does this to transfer maximum body heat from its, like, now bare chest to the eggs.
Okay.
And it uses its own down to line the nest. And, you know, since the Norse settled in Iceland, over 1,000 years ago, in 900 AD, the Icelanders have been collecting the down. So what happens is the Icelanders collect the down, but they replace it with dry hay.
Oh, that's nice. I was going to say, because what do they use to keep their nests warm?
Yeah, but actually dry hay is actually better insulating material than the down, because the down gets wet and it rots.
Why don't we make jackets out of that then?
Out of hay?
True.
I just don't need to say anything there. But basically, it's like there's no other way of doing it. You can't cage the duck. You can't breed the duck. It's only if the duck lives out its wildlife
that
the down will be produced like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a very, very special relationship. It's extremely expensive, obviously, to get things that are of real eider down.
Yeah.
Because obviously,
it is quite a labor-intensive process.
It takes 55 nests to make a kilogram.
55 nests.
Yeah, so Iceland exports about 3 tons of eider down per year. That's it. That is the entirety. But it's quite, you know, it's funny. Putin actually has a coat for him and his friends made of eider down.
Themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, clever.
Just, you know, because they were like, they didn't make them themselves. they just bought them. But, like, you know, it's just, like, fun fact.
Okay.
They're very, very effective. Which I think is lovely. But, yeah, so it's one of the very, very few symbiotic relationships.
Very symbiotic as well, because they replace it with something a little bit more effective than the actual down
it's
that they shed.
Very
what a
nice.
Clever duck as well, that they shed their fur, their feathers to line their nests, but it creates this nice little cave of warmth and happiness for the egg.
Yeah, it's lovely.
What a clever little duck.
Yeah.
Eider. Mm-hmm. I love this word. I love this duck. I'm on board. I'm a happy little Vegemite right now.
Wonderful.
I'm a happy little eider duck over here. I'll never be able to afford eider down. And I don't feel bad. It seems like a rather ethical process as well. It seems like it
isn't completely unethical
That's to
have it.
That's
what's lovely about it. There's only like two animal products in the whole world that are like completely ethical in the way they're made, and you could just absolutely guarantee it. And so it's the eider duck and ambergris, which is the sort of, it's a bile duct from a sperm whale, and it washes up on beaches. And it's used in perfume.
Oh.
But that's the only other one. So they're the only two that just...
Of all the animal products we consume, eider duck and sperm bile.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure bile. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Very interesting. We'll have to leave it there. Eleanor, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.